com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Hamas says it's suspending hostage negotiations over Israel's attacks on a Gaza hospital. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CBS's Face the Nation.
Today, the gate is open. We are moving American citizens and their family members out. And in the days ahead, we hope to ensure that every American who wants to leave Gaza is able to do so safely.
Israel says Hamas refused fuel for the hospital. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
On Saturday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the fight to defeat Hamas will continue with full force, despite international fears for the toll on civilians. The World Health Organization says more than half of Gaza's hospitals are no longer functioning. Many places have no power and dwindling water and medical supplies.
House Republicans have proposed a two-step funding plan to avert a government shutdown, but it faces resistance among both parties.
It's an unusual approach for a stopgap spending bill. Ordinarily, when Congress doesn't pass a budget in time, it approves a so-called continuing resolution, which extends funding until a certain date for all government programs. Johnson's two-step plan addresses concerns of Republicans who said they didn't want to be presented with a massive spending bill just before the holidays. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The government could run out of money Friday. House Republicans hope to pass the measure Tuesday. Four people, including an Austin officer, were killed after a woman called police to say she was being stabbed. Interim Chief Robin Henderson on what happened when police arrived.
The suspect immediately fired his gun at the officers, and the SWAT officers returned fire. Information was provided over the radio that two officers were shot.
The other officer is being treated at a local hospital. Three former University of Houston football players were among six killed in a car accident in downtown Houston early yesterday. KHOU-TV's Maria Aguilera identifies the players.
DJ Hayden, who played in the NFL, Zachary McMillan, and Ralph Aragu. The University Athletics Department sending their condolences to the families and prayers for the recovery of a fourth player, Jeffrey Lewis, saying in part, while their combined talents provided Houston football some of its most unforgettable moments, their unique legacies will best be remembered for the way they loved their teammates, supported their communities, and defied the odds.
It's the end of an era for soccer star Megan Rapinoe, who played her final professional game. But it wasn't the ending she wanted as she went out early because of an injury.
Super proud of my whole career and really thankful for all that it's given me and for how long I've been able to play. So even though it was a tough night, it was still amazing.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. America yet again finds itself on the brink of a government shutdown. People in Wisconsin want lawmakers to keep working Americans in mind when considering certain programs. More from Mike Moan.
Congress has 1 week to approve a new federal spending plan, but with a new House Speaker in place come renewed concerns Republicans in that chamber will press for steep cuts before the latest deadline. Jordan Anderson, a disability rights advocate from central Wisconsin, worries about accessing disability benefits through Social Security if his job status changes. It's even more pressing for those close to him.
I have friends that are unable to work, so they kind of depend on that one check that comes every month, and it's vital to have what they need to buy groceries.
Anderson also worries about water quality in his community. The House passed an environmental appropriations package that cuts spending by 35%. Lawmakers did not respond to a request for comment, but generally, House GOP members have stressed the need to rein in spending. Hard-right House members are pushing for cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program under the Farm Bill reauthorization. Linda Spaulding, a retired community college teacher from Kenosha, says many working families are struggling to get by.
When you're trying to
decide, well, do I afford childcare or can I afford food on the table? What are you going to pick?
Bobby Kogan with the Center for American Progress says it's important for the public to know that House Republicans have floated cuts that some might argue go beyond extreme.
House Republicans called for an 80% cut. It's money that goes to poor school districts to make sure that they can hire teachers.
Lawmakers backing that idea say unspent COVID funding factors into their reasoning. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear this afternoon with